Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. More of us can do it. I like the Apostle Paul. This guy was driven naturally. I mean, before he became a follower of Christ, you got the impression that as a young man, he was driven in the business of persecuting the folks associated with the early church to the point where this was how they described him. Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Acts 8 and verse 3. Sounds like a vigilante, doesn't it? He took ownership of his behavior then. As for deal, persecuting the church, Philippians 3 and verse 8. Well, guess what? When he became a follower of Jesus or an apostle, he was equally zealous. The man practically sacrificed his life in order to go all over the known world to tell people about the gospel. What was driving him? What was the reason for such unbridled enthusiasm and dedication to the spreading of the gospel? I think we could listen to his own testimony, or at least a part of it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek. Romans 1 and verse 16. That's it. To be quiet about the gospel is to be ashamed of the gospel. It's like you are not so proud of the gospel that most times you don't tell anyone about the gospel. And yet it is the coolest message the world needs to hear. It is life-changing in a positive way. It is described as a thing that brings you out of darkness into light, and it is your guarantee that you will go to heaven when you die and live forever. Like, who doesn't want to go to heaven? It's weird how many people claim they don't believe in hell, but deep down they don't want to go there and find out that it's real. For some people, the gospel message is too simple and it is too easy to become a Christian. Like, I was talking to a lady once and she scoffed at the idea that all you need to do is to say a simple prayer asking Jesus to come into your life and that's it. Bam! You are a Christian. You must admit that it sounds easy. Jesus did the very hard parts so that it would be easy for human beings to come to him. For some others, they fear the thought of giving up the pleasures that are not practiced by followers of Christ. You know, some people ask, why do I have to give up gambling and smoking and carousing and sleeping around and cursing and so forth? Actually, it is putting the emphasis on the wrong thing. When you become a Christian, it is not like you're given a list of things that you must get rid of in the first week and a second and longer list in the first month and so on. No. The big secret is that God, the Holy Spirit, comes to live inside of you. And that's the cool part. And from such a close place, he always speaks to you. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything that Jesus himself taught. Another thing the Holy Spirit does from inside of you is to teach you about sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. My friend, the Holy Spirit is the best teacher you will ever find. But I want us to talk a little bit about telling somebody about the gospel. We found out earlier that a zealous guy like Paul says he is not ashamed of it. Why? Why is he so bold and open about the gospel? He knows what it did to him, and that is his testimony. He remembered what he used to be like before he met the gospel. Then one day, he had an encounter with the Lord of the gospel, and from the start, he began to experience the changes that Holy Spirit generates. So if there is something that can transform you from being a totally bad person into becoming a good person, an attractive person, a different person, shouldn't you be willing to advertise the gospel? I think so. Let us find out what is this gospel that Paul so proudly talks about. He was arrested in Jerusalem, where he once was a chief persecutor, but this time he was arrested because he was preaching and he was falsely accused of preaching and teaching against the history and practice of Judaism. That trial did not end properly, and so he was transferred to a higher court and still a higher court until he was brought before King Agrippa and Governor Festus, another Roman ruler in Israel. On this occasion, Paul was answering charges against his propagation of the gospel, and he used the opportunity to share his personal story. If you are truly born again, then your story of redemption and transformation is powerful, and it speaks about the goodness and power of God. Well, hear Paul. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. For these reasons, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great, saying no to other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Acts 26, verses 19 to 23. Paul's freedom was on the line. He could be imprisoned because of the gospel, but still he defended the gospel based on his experience and based on the simple truth that Jesus the Messiah saves people from their sins. I think it was brilliant the way he spoke of his personal story and the simple message of the gospel. It is simple indeed. The gospel tells you that Jesus died to bring new life to anyone who believes on him. That is what got Paul arrested and imprisoned for a long period, because he was bringing good news to the lost and telling them his personal story. I believe more and more of us can do it, and we should. That is, spread the gospel.